We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, USA!
Yo, 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 yo.
Good morning, Charlemagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday!
Yes, it's Tuesday.
Man, we thank God for it all. How y'all feeling out there this morning?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Good morning to everybody out there.
I feel blessed, black, and highly favored. Still getting adjusted to this new space. Like little things, like just realizing I can just unplug this and move it around, which is the
unplug
laptop.
Your laptop, yeah.
Yeah, I forget.
Yeah, you can move things around now.
Exactly.
Yeah, things feel better up here.
Sitting over here feeling all uncomfortable, and all I gotta do is just unplug it and move it, you idiot.
Yeah, and I seen some of your comments yesterday saying that the studio looks kind of empty, because it is. There's nothing here, but there's no books, there's
why
no
you
awards.
Reading comments? Stop listening to these idiots on social media.
Nah,
man.
But you gotta explain it, because sometimes people have questions, man. So you explain why things are. We haven't totally moved in yet.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
When the last time you went on social media and saw somebody say something positive?
Yesterday.
When?
When I was reading the comments.
Oh, they were saying positive
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, they were saying positive things. Congratulations.
Oh, okay,
they was
okay,
like,
okay.
You know, I'm happy that you got the surgery. You can sleep well. They was like, you know,
I ain't
was
nobody congratulate you on your nose job.
They was like, you did well at East New York. We love the energy. So, yeah, this.
But they saw that you got a nose job. They like, you know what? We saw East New York and you did get a nose job.
They didn't say anything about nose job. That's
what
you said.
I saw people saying that they feel like the studio is too dark. No. Actually, the lighting is way better than the old studio.
Way better, yeah.
And the reason I know the lighting is way better than the old studio, because women tell me that.
Yeah,
because women pay attention to stuff like that. And women say the lighting is much better in here.
Yes.
And what you're mistaking for dark is this sleek, black wood.
Yes.
That is in this room.
That you're touching. You like touching the wood, huh?
I just like the color black. I'm not going to lie. Black is my favorite color. I don't look at black as some dark, you know, color that represents death. I think black is beautiful.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news.
Yes, man.
Mega Millions is over $1 billion.
You know what, man? I feel like people who only play the Mega Millions when it gets to this number don't deserve to win. People like me who've been consistently playing for over 20 plus years. When it first came to South Carolina, the Powerball lottery, I've been playing the Mega Millions for that long. You know why?
Why?
Because, hey, You never know.
All right. Well, we'll get that on next. And also, we'll explain why the Mega Millions is over $1 billion and why the jackpots are so high as well. Because this just happened recently. We've never seen jackpots over $1 billion this many times. Never.
Right, I've seen it a few times in my life.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it when we come back.
I've never seen the people who actually win. That's what I've never seen.
Yeah, we don't ever see anybody that wins. All right, we'll talk about it next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's Glorilla. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Hey, drop one of the clues bombs with Glorilla and Cardi B. I don't think y'all realize there's some high-level rapping going
Cardi
on that
kills
song.
It, so does Glorilla.
Both of them.
Yeah, they kill it.
They say they don't have for me, but I say they can't have for me. She said, just like the air, I'm everywhere. Just like the air, I'm everywhere. Okay?
All right.
As soon as I feel like my time get wasted, then it's time to go.
Well, let's get in some front page.
Just simple practical advice.
News.
To follow.
Now, she kills that. Now, college football. Did you watch the game last night?
No.
All right. Well,
I don't know why.
The Bulldogs versus the Frogs, TCU versus Georgia. Georgia won 65-7.
Hey, well, if a Bulldog can't beat a Frog in the world, then something wrong.
My goodness.
I expect the Bulldog to beat a Frog.
All right.
Why the hell would you want to be a Frog?
I don't know why they named TCU that Frogs. Yeah, I don't like that name either. But they got washed 65-7. Also, DeMar Hamlin, it seems like he has been moved to Buffalo, which is great. He's still in Buffalo Hospital a week after his cardiac arrest on the field. But doctors said he's doing very, very well. He incredible. Actually went, I guess he got super, super excited during the game over the weekend.
Yeah, he watched the game on yesterday. When the opening kickoff was run back, he jumped up and down, got out of his chair, set, I think, every alarm off in the ICU in the process. But he was fine. It was just an appropriate reaction to a very exciting play. So he very much enjoyed it and enjoys the support from everyone.
All praise is due to God, mm-hmm. and all praise is due to the Buffalo Bills medical staff that, you know, reacted so quickly.
Absolutely.
And I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, a situation like this propels the Buffalo Bills to a Super Bowl championship.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be playing inspired. They're already a phenomenal team, but they're going to be playing inspired football for the rest of the year. So,
yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Now, also, the Mega Millions jackpot is $1.1 billion. All right, so that cash option, if you pick the cash option, it's $568 million. That's after taxes. That's after everything else. So $568 million.
I'm taking it.
This is the sixth largest lottery prize in U.S. history. So I'm sure a lot of you have been thinking, like I've been thinking, why the Mega Millions so high all of a sudden? So this is what they're saying. They're saying now it's a national game.
It hasn't always been?
No.
Mm-mm. It was always a national game.
No, they said now it's a national game, and also the ticket price went from $1 to $2.
That is a fact. It used to be $5 for 5 quick picks. It's $10 for 5 quick picks.
Right, which makes the jackpot a lot higher. The Mega Millions is played in 45 states, along with Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands.
So which one was national? Was it Powerball?
Must have been Powerball.
One of them used to be national before, so I guess both of them were national now.
Yeah, they said it turned into a national game and the ticket prices went up, so that's why it's so much money now. So play tonight.
You never see, just like, you know, you never see two cats having sex, you never see somebody win that $1 billion. You hear about it, but who are these people? They just all get to remain anonymous? None of them feel like stunting on the gram? None?
Now that you said, I've never seen a cat having sex.
No, you never seen a cat having sex. That's a fact. Anybody ever told you that they seen a cat having sex, they're a damn liar.
I want to Google it, but I don't want nobody to see that in my search.
I'm sure you can find it on Google, because you can find anything on Google. But in regular everyday life, you ain't going to find no cats having sex. You'll see two dogs stuck together. I'm sure you done seen that. You probably done had to break a couple dogs up before. But you ain't never seen two cats getting at it.
You're right.
Never.
And lastly, just going to give you an update on a six-year-old child that shot the Virginia
Lord
teacher.
Have mercy.
Now, they're saying that, yes, they believe the gun did come from the young child's mom. They said the gun was legally purchased. They don't know yet whether the gun was secured in the home, but obviously we can tell that the gun wasn't secured at the home if the child was able to bring it to school. And we have some updates on the teacher as well and what happened.
Mrs. Zwerner was providing class instruction. The six-year-old child displayed a firearm, pointed it at her, and fired one round. There was no physical struggle or fight. She was providing instruction to her class. It was one round fired. Abigail took a defensive position. She took a defensive position where she raised her hand. The round went through her hand, exited the rear of her hand, and into her upper chest. And that's as far as I'm going to go with that. I'm not a physician and the complications there, but that was the injury. She leaned back and took that round. Still able to get all of her students out of that classroom.
Drop a bomb for that teacher, man.
I mean, so many questions not being answered. I asked, though, like, who taught the kid to shoot? Like, what did that kid learn at home or somewhere else where he felt like that was how he wanted to resolve, you know, that situation?
Right.
Like, picking up a gun at 6 years old and going to pop a teacher?
Yeah.
Lord, have mercy. What are we coming to?
Thank God she's alive.
And you know, all that does is just make you more paranoid because, you know, we already live in a culture where, you know, I mean, a society where gun culture is prevalent everywhere, right?
Right.
So it's like you don't know who the shooter could be now.
Nah, I mean, so, and
hey,
so
you
many,
just don't know.
And so many different things could happen. I know grown men and grown women that can't shoot a gun, that the kickback pushes them on the floor, makes the gun shoot in the air.
Where
so
is Ball? What kind of gun did he fire?
I don't know.
Like, what kind of gun was a 6-year-old able to let off?
And hold and straight and
come
shoot
on,
straight.
Man. Was it a revolver? Was it a automatic? Like, what was it? Like, what happened? I need more details because this don't make no sense. No, I don't want no kids running up on me no more.
Mm-mm.
You got to look out for everybody. You
That's
don't
right.
know who the shooter could be.
That's right. All right. Well, that is front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. Again, 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
It's Nick the Trucker.
Nick the Trucker. Nick, you in your truck now, bro?
Oh, God, don't tell this man to blow
yes,
now.
Yes, sir. All right, I got you right here.
What in the hell was that type of horn?
You just ready to blow.
Yeah, that was my big horn.
That was not no big
it's
horn.
My new horn.
My big horn. What's up, Nick? Hey, get it off your chest,
man.
Brother.
Man, I just wanna let everybody know, man, it's a new year. Stop working so much, man. It's more important to spend time with your family and friends. Cut it out. All that extra stuff y'all working for is really not worth it.
Well, how are we
it's
gonna
better to spend time with your family.
I agree with you, but how are we gonna make money?
I'm not saying stop working. Let me rephrase. I'm not saying stop working.
You just said stop working.
Let me rephrase myself, Charlamagne. Work to pay your bills. After that, all that overtime, all that extra stuff to buy some Gucci or whatever it is you spend your money on, it's not worth it.
Oh, yeah, ain't nobody, you know what? I agree with that, because you got some idiots out here who, you know, who buy designer shirts and then act like they purchased some damn property. Okay, so
yeah,
I agree with you on that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree too, Nick. Spend the time with your family. Find the time to spend time with your family. If you find time for everything else, make sure you raise them babies and make sure you spend time with your significant other, man.
Yeah, if you're working overtime for
yes,
you, something wrong.
Absolutely.
Let me shout out my wife real quick. Our anniversary is next month. Let me shout out Daniela. She's in school. She just started school yesterday to be a teacher. I want to wish you all the praise and happiness, babe. Our anniversary is next year on our next month on Valentine's Day.
Hey.
It's gonna be our 10th year together. I'm 29, she's 29. We've been together for 10 years, and I'm trying to see 50 more.
Hey, that's a lot of pressure, man. Having an anniversary on Valentine's Day, Lord have mercy.
Now I look at it as killing two birds with one stone.
Well, I know one thing. You better get back to work so you have some money for Valentine's Day and the anniversary. You're going to need that extra cash.
Goodbye, Nick.
See, that's what it is. It don't take that money, though.
Okay.
She's going to be happy just if we at the park.
You play if you want. There's going to be somebody else taking it to the park. Well, blow the horn one more time for me, Nick.
Hey, who is that? That ain't DJ Envy.
You can't even tell his voice no more because he got a nose job.
I don't know who that is. Who is that?
Goodbye,
who's
man.
They can't even tell you who you are no more after your nose job.
I ain't got no damn nose job. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Scott from Newport News, Virginia.
What up, Scott?
I don't sound like that, do I?
A little bit.
Well, okay, go ahead, Scott. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to say the gun, it was a 9mm gun, the 6-year-old
God
gun.
Damn, how can a 6-year-old shoot
yes.
a 9?
That's pretty powerful for
you
a 6-year-old.
That's beyond me. You know, they had the news conference yesterday, and that question was asked, what type of gun? And it was a 9mm.
Yo, that 6-year-old got a cock of 9mm, man.
Yep.
Like, what is going on? That is insane.
For a 6-year-old.
And did he fall after he shot it?
They're not saying much. Hello, who's this?
Yes, it's Dex.
Dex, good morning, man. Get it off your chest, bro.
Man, good morning. I want to know why Charlamagne didn't give Howard Stern Dokie in the Day a couple weeks ago.
What Howard Stern do? I wasn't here a couple weeks ago
yeah,
either,
we
by the way.
We were on vacation for the last 4 weeks, bro.
For 4 weeks. But what did Howard Stern do?
Man, he was talking about Oprah Winfrey all on Instagram.
Oh, well, he said he feel like Oprah shouldn't show off her money?
Yeah.
We spoke about
that. We talked about that before we left, but why is that donkey of the day worth?
Man, you know, just like anybody, if you don't like something, why is he on her page?
I don't know. Why y'all be on people's pages that y'all don't like? Like we act like social media is not a place where everybody's a cultural critic. Everybody got an opinion about somebody on social media.
The only social media I do, Breakfast Club. Shout out to y'all.
Well, thank you, brother. I better not ever see an opinion from you.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you on our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun, and I can't wait for you to hear it.
Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season. And guess what? So are we. Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll call it adopted, but here we go. February 28th, birth of a legend manifested, prophesied many, 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 many years ago. I would even be biblical, but what if it's true? Would you believe that our church is saved? You are not you blind followers. You believe that God said, I can't. Is in front of you.
Yo, hypocrite. Bro.
I can't.
Moses and them was, yes.
You sound like Silly Bone. Listen to me, man. That wasn't poetry. That was rap, sir.
They're virtually the same thing.
Yeah,
rap is poetry. But
I mean, it is poetry, but the way poets deliver it is a little bit different than you did just now.
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't a fan.
Mind if I do a different one?
No, we would appreciate if you say thank you for the opportunity.
That's right.
And you go figure out something else to do with your life.
But you have a blessed day, brother. Rebel Jesus.
Have a blessed day, Silly Bone.
Hello, who's this?
Envy. What's up, Envy?
Trav. What up, Trav?
No, what's up, sir?
Trav, what up, sis? How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How's my sister and my brother? How y'all doing?
We're doing pretty
blessed,
good.
Black, and highly favored.
I know that's good. I hope y'all had a great Christmas and a great Happy New Year.
We definitely did.
Yes, sir.
Envy got a nose job. Did you see it, Trav?
I did not get a nose job.
I saw Envy with a nose job. Your nose looked a little wider, like a BBL on your nose.
I did not get a BBL on my nose, Trav.
Okay. You're looking good. I see you, Envy, how your hair growing. Look at your hair growing back like how it used to look.
No, let's not jump out the window. You know that's that pay ain't.
There's not no pay ain't.
That's that pay ain't.
Yes, Trav, you know. Because I had my little nose surgery, I started getting back in the gym and taking care of myself a little better. You know, it's New Year.
You're looking good. Envy.
Tell me again.
Cute,
tell me
nostrils.
Again.
Looking
tell me good. Again. That's what I'm talking about. Call me the light-skinned Morris Chestnut. Go ahead.
What?
I'm just messing with you.
No,
but
that's not the thing. We all know there's only one person that like Morris Chestnut.
Talk to
that's
me, Trav.
Hey.
He's
on
the main
bar. Stop it.
Okay. Looking good, sir.
Oh, boy. Thank you, King.
I'm going to rub y'all back, though. Now, I missed y'all.
We missed you, too, brother.
You say you're rubbing our back.
All right.
He said, I wanted to welcome you
back.
Bye,
Sean. He's starting already.
Welcome you back. Oh, okay, welcome us back. I didn't hear him. I thought he said, I feel like rubbing y'all back.
Don't start being gay in the new year.
I'm not.
Don't be gay in the new year.
No, I'm not. I'm not bringing no gay energy into the new building.
That's a damn lie.
Okay, me either.
Yeah,
you're not
right.
Being gay this year, y'all.
Yeah, right, Trav. You delivered for real this year?
I'm delivered. Okay, I'm getting me a girlfriend this year.
Really?
Yeah, so hook me up with somebody. If anybody know anybody, I'm looking for a girl.
You can't just be out here treating Boonky like hopscotch now. Jump in when you want to and jump out when you want to.
You can't
now.
Do that, Trav.
I'm delivered. Bye.
I believe him for some reason.
Can you do that?
What?
Just switch?
Man, it's what they call it, sexually fluid.
He was gay. Now he's not gay?
I don't. In 2023, you got people running around here saying they furries. People identifying as cats. I don't. You can do whatever you want nowadays.
All right. Well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. When we come back, Meek Mill, he's apologizing again. We'll tell you for what.
Hold up. Wait a minute, Meek. That's when you think Meek was finished. Here you go again.
We're going to talk about Meek when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good
morning. The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Kanye West.
Rumor has it.
Call out a name, or you gossiping, or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is the Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on The Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Yes.
Right.
On The Breakfast Club.
Why are we still calling this the Rumor Report? It's never no damn rumors. It's just a bunch of BS.
Well, we gotta need a little time to cut some new promos.
And you said Kanye West. I ain't heard that name in a while.
Well, that's the thing. Kanye West has been missing for the last couple of weeks. His ex-business manager has been trying to find him. Said he owes him a couple of $100,000. He's been off the grid, but he popped up Sunday where he went to church And then he's been driving around Beverly Hills with a new woman by his side. They don't know who this woman is as of yet. They've been holding hands. He's been driving around in his Maybach. And it seems like he's been staying at the Waldorf Astoria. So he seems like he is okay and everything is good money. He's just been off the grid for a little bit. Maybe that's a good thing.
What church was he at? Did they say?
No, they didn't say what church. Mm. All right, now congratulations to Cardi B and Offset. Now, Cardi B and Offset have been seen shooting a Super Bowl ad together for McDonald's. So it seems like they have a McDonald's ad that's going to be popping up at Super Bowl Sunday. And that's a good thing because we all know Cardi B loves McDonald's.
Yeah, Cardi B definitely loves McDonald's. I remember one time, I don't remember which time, but this was years ago when Cardi B was on The Breakfast Club. And after the interview was over, that's what she was saying. I'm going to get me a McGriddle.
Yeah, and yeah, she wanted French fries.
I saw Khaled doing something for McDonald's the other day, too. I guess his chef was off, and he was on Instagram eating McDonald's. I'm sure that was a paid post.
He just did Weight Watchers.
Listen, that is one thing that we don't talk about enough.
What?
It insults me
what?
That Khaled had a Weight Watchers deal. Okay? Khaled is the reason I don't believe in Weight Watchers anymore. Okay? Khaled had before and before pictures.
Okay? Before and before pictures.
There was never any after pictures when Khaled had that Weight Watchers deal. All right?
He was Weight Watchers and Khaled Weight Watchers.
That was a while ago, though, when he had the Weight Watchers deal. But boy, he didn't take that deal seriously, did he?
Nah.
Not at all.
Nah.
DJ Khaled needs to eat a salad.
Bring in the lobster.
Drop on the cruise ball for Khaled.
Yes.
Okay. Khaled getting to it.
Now we got to congratulate Shamar Moore. He's revealing that he's expecting a baby girl. So congratulations to Shamar Moore.
Okay.
I get mistaken for him sometimes, but I look nothing like him. Now, Fredo Bang, revealing...
Stop.
What?
That's never happened. You've never been mistaken for Shamar Moore.
You've been mistaken
for Carlos Boozer.
No. Yes. Carlos Boozer, yes.
And a lot of the barges. You ain't never been mistaken for no damn Shamar Moore.
Not a frame. The body frame.
Man,
the muscles.
Shut up, man. Right. That's now, your next surgery?
Shut up. The next thing
you're going to do?
Fredo Bang, you got to congratulate him. He just revealed he is a daddy. He has a newborn that just... I guess he was just born the other day, so congratulations to Fredo Bang.
Okay, salute to Fredo Bang. Congrats.
And lastly, is Brandon around? Where's Brandon? Can somebody call Brandon in here?
Brandon.
Now, Meek Mill is apologizing for filming a music video at Ghana's presidential palace.
The Jubilee House.
That's right. Now, the backlash this weekend.
I saw the Jubilee House when I was there last week. Whenever I was there.
Yeah, he posted a video that was filmed at the Jubilee House government building, which serves as the Ghana's official residence and office of the president. Now, people are very upset about him shooting this video now. Brandon, who works up here.
It's a beautiful building, by the way.
You're from Ghana.
That's right. Brandon's from Ghana.
Brandon's from Ghana.
What did you say? I don't know, man.
Ghanaian.
I can't pronounce nothing.
Now, why are people so upset that Meek Mill shot this video at the Ghana's presidential palace?
Representing for a whole country right
now.
Yeah,
I'm a little nervous. I got to speak for a whole country. But, I feel like he didn't really approach on any respect level. It's pretty much like our version of the White House, mm-hmm. and he came in a white tee and shorts.
Basketball shorts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and his whole squad came like that. And then if you hear the song, he's like kind of talking crazy of the song, talking about smash a girl on the first link up, and he'll kill people if you don't give him his money. So we just feel like he wouldn't do that, you know, in America, at the American White House, at the Queen's Palace or anything like that, but he sees us and he feel like he could just, you know what I mean? It's just like a certain lack of respect. Like, would you do that? At any other high-ranking political...
Yeah. I guess, yeah, you never think about it. They would never do that at the White House.
I think he would. I think he would do that at the White House.
They would never get clearance to get on the White House property. They'd throw him off so fast. Definitely not at the Queen's Palace.
I feel like, you know, I think you have to learn the laws of the land you are in. I think one thing all of us should learn, especially in light of recent events like Brittany Griner, is just how to move in other countries.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, the best way to think about it, I guess, is when you are in other places, you know... Think about how you would move at home. But I don't know if Meek Mill is wearing basketball shorts and a t-shirt to the White House. I honestly wouldn't care if he did, to be honest with you.
I don't think he would, but I would say this. When you go to other countries, you don't necessarily think about it. Like, when I visit these places and I visit these countries and I'm invited to go to these places, I don't think I have to dress up. I just go because
that's
I'm a tourist.
That's American arrogance, though.
It is.
Like, you should be in these other countries, treating these other countries with the same respect. I guess you would. You know,
no, you're absolutely right.
I did see that picture and say, well, now why is Meek with the president of Ghana dressed like he's at home binge watching the Best Man Final Chapters? That's how I dress at home when I'm at, you know, basketball shorts and a white tee. I did think that.
But you don't think about it, especially when you're traveling abroad. You're not carrying a suit or a tux. You know, they want you to come. You just go.
The president didn't say anything. So I think they got permission and everything. So it wasn't like illegal or anything. But
okay.
I guess the onlookers just didn't. you know.
So what did he apologize for if they got permission?
Well, he apologized to the people of any disrespect. We're still going to push the connection between black people in America and Africa. What I'm trying to do is more than a video, and you should see coming soon my apologies to the office also.
And I saw some people saying that, you know, especially people in Ghana were saying that they, like, the Jubilee House would never allow somebody from Ghana to do that. Yeah, so why are they letting somebody from America do that?
Right.
Salute to Meek. Is Meek becoming the who all over there friend?
The what?
Who all over there, friend?
The who all over there?
When you say who all over there, and they say Meek, like, I ain't coming. I'm not coming to Meek them over there. Is Meek becoming the who all over there friend?
No, man.
You sure? Is Meek becoming the who all over there friend, man?
Who had to fight? Oh, who all over there? Meek, nah.
You called the commotion in Ghana, commotion at the fight, now the Jubilee House.
Getting jumped in Ghana is crazy, by the way. Yes.
He didn't get jumped in Ghana, did he?
Not jump, but like he said he was fighting for his life or something like that.
That was the headline of the, I saw that. That was the headline somebody put on a blog.
He said that himself.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he said he was fighting for his life in a tweet. Yeah,
I didn't see that. Oh, wow.
I mean, but he did try to walk into the festival from the front door.
Let's keep an eye on Meek. Yeah. Make sure you're not becoming the who all over there, friend. Yeah. Meek, make sure you're not becoming the who all over there, friend, my brother.
All right.
Okay?
Well, that is your rumor report. When we come back, we got front page news. Now, you heard of emotional support animals, right? Some people take dogs. Some people take cats. But we'll tell you about something that's big and long that somebody took on a plane.
Don't look at me. I told you I'm not being gay in 2023. So you don't even start.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news.
What we got?
First, I just want to remind you guys that the jackpot for the Mega Million Lottery is $1.1 billion, so make sure you go play that.
I don't think anybody who just started playing the Mega Millions just because it's over $1 billion should win. Like, you know, it should be some type of seniority for those of us who have been playing for 20-plus years. I've been playing, you know, the Powerball and Mega Millions for a long time. You know why?
Why?
Because, hey, you never know.
And just for people, I told you guys earlier, the reason the jackpots are so high is because the ticket prices went from $1 to $2, and now it's a national game, so more people are playing, so there's more money.
We'll see. Nobody ever knows who wins these things. You just hear about somebody winning, but you don't never see nobody flossing on the gram. Somebody lying.
Mm-hmm. Now, congratulations to the Georgia Bulldogs. They beat the Frogs 65-7. So the Bulldogs beat the Frogs from TCU 65-7. Also, DeMar Hamlin seems like he's doing a lot better. He's been moved to a Buffalo hospital. They're saying his recovery is looking a lot better. And that actually when he was watching the game this Sunday, that he got very excited and scared a lot of people. You got audio?
Yeah, he watched the game on yesterday. When the opening kickoff was run back, he jumped up and down, got out of his chair, set, I think, every alarm off in the ICU in the process. But he was fine. It was just an appropriate reaction to a very exciting play. So he very much enjoyed it and enjoys the support from everyone.
Okay.
So that's a good thing.
Salute to that brother, man. Thank God for his recovery. Thank God for the speedy response of the Buffalo Bills medical staff. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Glad that brother's here. I wonder if he's going to be able to play football again.
I wonder if he would want to play football again.
That is an even better question.
You know? All right. Also, you know, there's emotional dogs, emotional support cats, emotional support teddy bears, all types of things. But a woman attempted to bring, she's from Florida, a 4-foot snake on a plane. She said that it was her emotional support animal. Now, the snake's name was Bartholomew. It's an emotional support animal. And she tried to take it on the plane. She had it on her carry-on, but they stopped her. I guess when they went through the x-ray, they seen what it was. They opened it up, and they realized it was a snake and wouldn't let her carry that snake on the flight.
Now, did the snake have on the proper uniform? Because a lot of those emotional support animals be having on the little vest that say emotional support animal.
I don't know if the snake had a vest on. I don't think they make vests for snakes.
And I don't think that you can have an emotional support animal that scares other people. Just because it makes you feel good, what if it makes everybody else feel uncomfortable? What if emotionally seeing your emotional support animal, that's a snake, puts me in a bad space?
Nah, that's not true. Some of them dogs be big as hell.
I don't like them dogs either.
I don't like them dogs. Like, them dogs be big, and they sitting in between somebody's lap, and if you got a dog, no, I don't like them dogs.
That. I be seeing certain dogs in the airport, I'm like, why is that in the airport?
Mm-mm-mm. And lastly, it looks like Donald Trump is mourning the death of Diamond, best known for Diamond and Silk. Now,
before I let you continue, I want y'all to know that off air, Envy gonna ask me in the whole room what song did Diamond and Silk sing. This Diamond and Silk was R&B group.
Now, if you don't know who Diamond is, she's a huge black supporter of Donald Trump.
I want everybody to know,
yes,
that we stand behind Donald J. Trump.
Yes, we do, baby. Yes.
We support Donald J. Trump.
Yes.
Donald J. Trump.
Well, rest in peace to Diamond. Mm-hmm. I don't know her, but I know, I think they said she was 51 years old.
She was 51 years old.
I haven't heard the call of the death, but I know 51 is too young to pass.
Very young.
Okay, 51. I'll be 51 in 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I see a lot of y'all on social media making jokes and clowning Diamond. I'm not ever celebrating or joking about somebody's death. Okay, that's not how I was raised. But more importantly, I'm not happy someone died just because I didn't agree with them politically.
Yeah.
Hey, come on. You know, and a lot of you folks clowning Diamond was the same people saying Skip Bayless was insensitive for his tweet about Damar Hamlin. But now y'all clowning somebody's death.
Yeah.
Hip a damn crits. Okay, RIP to that woman, Diamond.
Yeah, I'm with you. Just because somebody doesn't have the necessary view or agree with what you agree with doesn't mean you celebrate their death.
It's unbelievable. The hypocrisy in some folks is absolutely positively unbelievable.
Which is crazy. Well, rest in peace to that woman. All right, and that is your front page news.
Now, you know what's interesting? Envy said off air, a lot of guys were hitting him up, you know, asking him about his nose job, and they were saying things like, you know, what were they saying? Go ahead, tell me what they were saying.
I did not say that. I said a bunch of brothers were hitting me up about my nose surgery.
Bro, I don't care if you call it a nose job.
It's
nose
not a
surgery.
Damn nose
you
job.
You got the damn nose job.
No, it's not okay. A nose job.
It actually looks good. It's got a little bit shaved off.
No, it's
right
nothing
here.
Shaved
you
off.
A little point at the
it's
end.
It's not the point.
Yes, you did.
But that is the new style, like the Peter Pan nose, it comes up a little bit.
Oh, that's what you said to him. I asked you yesterday, how do you pick a nose? And I wasn't talking about putting your finger in it. I asked you yesterday, how do you pick a nose? You asked for the Peter Pan nose.
No,
that's what it is.
That is the new style, the Peter Pan nose. But I didn't get a nose job. I got nose surgery. I had polyps growing in my nose. I was snoring a lot. I was very nasally. I was nervous about sleep apnea, so I did a surgery to remove the polyps. That's all I did. They didn't touch it. They didn't Peter Pan my nose. They didn't shave nothing down.
First of all,
they didn't give me the Michael Jackson nose. Like, my nose is the same
fact
nose
that
it was.
You even know what kind of nose to ask for lets me know what kind of nose that lets me know you got cosmetic surgery.
I didn't get cosmetic surgery.
If you want to get the nose job, get the nose job. If you want to get the black paint on your head, on your beard, do it. Okay. If you want to take the steroids or the testosterone, whatever enhancements to make you look like Michael B. Jordan or Jonathan Majors, do it. If you want to get the new teeth, do it. Look, women been getting cosmetic enhancements for years. If you want to do something to look better, treat yourself, King. Okay, as soon as they come with some penis enhancements, I might be first in line.
I didn't do anything. What is your question? What are you getting at?
How do men feel about cosmetic surgery? Because, you know, I think what Envy's doing is very brave.
Oh, my goodness.
I think Envy coming out and just saying that he got a nose job or nose surgery, okay, is very brave. So I just want to know, how do men feel about cosmetic surgery? And what would you get done?
All right, let's open the phone lines.
It's just for us.
800-585-1051. Men, if you're listening, I haven't got a nose job. I haven't gotten no surgery.
What do you call it?
It's surgery.
What kind of surgery?
To remove the polyps.
Okay. I didn't get a BBL. I just got ass surgery.
800-585-1051. All the brothers out there, if you can get surgery to change any part of your body, what would you get?
That's right. This is a conversation just for men, just like the hair dye that Envy uses, okay? If you
he's
could
on one
get
this
cosmetic surgery,
on one this morning.
What would you
this
get
guy
done?
Is on one.
That's what we want to know.
Oh, my goodness. All right. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Yes. Now, if you're just joining us, Charlamagne is trying to nose surgery me.
Well,
shame me, I should say.
Well, no, I'm not trying to shame you. The conversation that we're having this morning is, how do men feel about cosmetic surgery and what would you get done? I mean, you know, Envy, over the holiday break, decided to get a nose job.
I didn't get a nose job.
Or nose surgery.
I got nose surgery.
Is what he's calling it. You know what I mean? Envy, you can look at him and clearly tell he puts the hair dye to Just For Men in his beard.
Allegedly.
And on his scalp.
Allegedly.
You know what I mean? And listen, I don't have a problem with it. You know, you hear these stories about these men that are like taking extra testosterone and steroids so they can have that look. You know, that Michael B. Jordan, Jonathan Majors, The Rock look. You know what I mean? You see a lot of people out there getting new teeth. I totally applaud that. You see a lot of men getting new teeth. And I don't have a problem with any of it because, look, women been getting cosmetic enhancements for years. So if you want to do something, you know, to look better, make yourself feel better, treat yourself, King.
I just want to tell the brothers out there, first of all, what you're saying is cap. All right,
cap?
Because
well, tell me what's cap.
If somebody was to able to get hair dye, that's not surgery.
Well, no. Well, the surgery is they getting the surgery on their hairline.
Oh, the hair. Yes, yeah,
they're definitely doing that. Yeah. Brothers are definitely getting surgery on their hairlines, and we've heard stories about a lot of artists that get the sculpting done on their bodies. You know what I mean? They be getting lipo and all types of other stuff.
That is true. That's facts.
You know, let's not act like men are not out here doing things to cosmetically enhance themselves as well.
Absolutely, yeah. I've seen artists do it. I've seen DJs do it. Absolutely.
That's right.
But I haven't. I haven't got a nose job.
Why would you lie like that? You had so many men you told me hitting you up, asking you, saying they want to get nose jobs and stuff too.
No, they didn't say the nose job. They said the procedure, the surgery, so they could breathe better.
This is where men can be slightly better than women, because a lot of women, they get these surgeries and they don't tell nobody, and then when they're asked about it, they try to lie and act like it's natural, aka the Kardashians. Okay, have an opportunity to be a leader.
I'm not
in this male cosmetic enhancement space, and you playing.
Hello, who's this?
What's going on? It's Miyagi from Jersey.
Mr. Miyagi,
what up?
Wax on, wax off.
Yes, sir. Yo, Envy, man, you gotta do them things, dog. I'm disappointed in you, bro. I'm really disappointed in you, bro.
Why are you disappointed in him, King?
Because, man, he gotta be a man, man. He gotta lead, except you for you. Lead after the women, brethren.
What, men can't get nose jobs?
I didn't get a nose job. Don't listen to him.
Yo, Envy, did any type of scalpel or anything touch your nose?
I was asleep when it happened, but they had to cut the the polyps out, so I'm sure they had to shave something. Something was cut.
Bro, why are you doing this?
To get that nose down, you. To get that nose down.
Why are you doing this? You got
at least,
okay.
But look, at least you admit it. You get what I'm saying? You're denying it, so respect to that. But nah, you gotta leave that to the women, because it's like, how you gonna walk in the house? Hey, babe, how my nose look today? Like, come on, man.
I did not have a nose job.
You even got a name for it. Tell them what the name of it is.
No, I said the new nose procedure is, a lot of people want the Peter Pan nose.
Who would know that if they didn't freaking look in the catalog? You looked in the catalog, you saw the Peter Pan nose, the Michael Jackson nose, the Jonathan Majors nose. You had all of these different noses to choose from.
Hello, who's this?
Let me Google what up? Noses in the baby.
Xavier from Houston, talk to us, brother.
Man, I don't know. I think men should do it. Do it, make you feel good. I got the money at the law school. I got that nose done. I got these teeth done. I cut two noses into one, brother.
Oh, hold on. So you got a nose job and you got your teeth done?
And my teeth done, man. I had two damn noses on my face. I cut them holes in half and got one nose and some beautiful teeth.
Hold on. So you had a
big nose.
A big nose is what you're saying.
I did, bro. I had a big nose.
Damn. So how do you feel? How long ago was the procedure?
2 years ago, brother.
Well, congratulations.
I'm pulling now.
You're pulling more women now.
Pulling more women now.
My goodness. Goodbye, man.
See,
goodness,
that's an honest man right there. Okay, Envy, you almost there. You 60% being honest.
I'm not.
You 60%. You telling people you got nose surgery, even though we can look at you.
I didn't get no nose
and
job.
And tell you got a nose job.
There's no nose job. And a Peter Pan is when your nose goes up. And I didn't get a Peter Pan either. Hello, who's this?
It's D from Bronx.
D. What up, D?
D, if there was a surgery you could get, what surgery would it be, D?
I want my toes looking pretty.
Oh, you want your toes? Okay, what, you got Shaquille O'Neal's toes right now?
Turn like that. You got the fat that hang over onto the other toe. I don't like that. And then you got the big toe that's hanging on top of the next toe, and the pinky toe squeezing the other one. I don't need
that. Damn, so somebody must have said something to you about him before.
Definitely hurt your heart before.
Yeah, I like being on toes out, you feel me?
You like what?
I like being on the beach.
Oh, you like having your toes out on the beach. I understand.
Is there a beach in the Bronx?
I don't
know. The Bronx. Why do you act like this man don't travel? Why do we act like people from the Bronx don't travel? That is so disrespectful. Okay?
But I think Orchard Beach is in the Bronx, right?
Salute to that man, man. And listen, if you want to get the toe surgery, go get the toe surgery. Why can't black people and just people in general, men, treat themselves? Why can't men treat themselves? Treat yourself, King.
800-585-1051. We're asking, can men get surgery? Are you comfortable getting surgery? What surgery would you get?
Just how do you feel about cosmetic surgery? It ain't up just how do men feel about cosmetic surgery?
All right.
And what would you get done?
We'll take your calls when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Did you get teeth too?
No!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host,
Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024. And we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun,
and I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season. And guess what? So are we. Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and challenge all-star.
And speaking of all-stars, All Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know when I'm in.
Call me.
Get your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051.
Phone lines are going crazy right now for this topic, too, man. The question is simple. How do men feel about cosmetic surgery on themselves, and what would you get done? This conversation is stemming from the fact our good brother, DJ Envy, he had a nose job over the holiday break. And you know, you clearly see him in here with the hair job, you know what I mean? The hair surgery.
Oh my goodness.
He got the hairline, fill it in with the paint.
Oh my goodness.
You know what I mean? I think he got teeth. Did you get teeth? I think you got teeth too.
I didn't get anything, man.
You're a liar.
Oh my goodness.
Let me ask you a question.
Hmm?
You said you got nose surgery, right? That's what you're calling it, you know? Cause
it's nose surgery. They had to remove the polyps.
Okay. They call it rhinoplasty.
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You positive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why? What's rhinoplasty?
Just asking. Rhinoplasty is when they, you know, change the shape of the nose.
No.
Because breathing and the nose shape are interrelated.
They did not change the shape of my nose. They removed the polyps. That's all they did. Remove the polyps.
I ain't never heard about no polyps in the nose. I had a colonoscopy in December. And they said I ain't had no polyps in my ass.
Well, the same polyps that's in your ass
is
the ones in my nose.
I ain't never heard about polyps in the nose. I just heard about polyps in the ass.
Well, the polyps that's in your ass is in my nose.
Could they be cancerous? Whoa. Did you just say your nose is in my ass? I told you we're not doing this in 2023. Okay? Because now I can't really trust it because no women are here. All right? All right? I don't trust this.
Hello? Who's this?
Hey, what's happening? It's Jackson. What's going on, everybody?
Jackson, good morning.
Hey, man, I wanted to comment about the enhancement surgeries, my brother.
Let's do it.
And my sweet sister.
What sweet
Who's
sister?
The sweet sister?
Oh, Envy not there no more? I mean, my bad.
No, Envy's still here. You right. No, new show starts Black History Month.
She's the Ye show right, starts soon.
My bad.
But yeah, go ahead.
But I'm going to tell you, I had to call too long ago. The first thing I do is go ahead and get lipo and move that. Try to get a little BBL, and then I go ahead, get my teeth done.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Slow down. Where would you put the other fat you didn't say? You say you get lipo, and then you get a BBL. Where would you put it?
I thought you said DDL.
Yeah, I'm going to do the DDL, too. I was getting to that. That's the last thing.
Oh,
you got to enhance the whole time. You got to have the whole package.
Now I'm with you. So you say lipo and...
Move that to the BBL.
Okay.
Go ahead, get your teeth done.
Okay.
And go ahead and get you a Dominican DL. You know what I'm saying?
So wait, you want hips, body, teeth, and
no,
you
want
bigger
a bigger penis, man.
But he want a bigger ass too.
Nah, I don't want a bigger ass. I ain't got no ass right now. I just need a little bit. You feel me?
Okay. You just want to fill out your sweats a little bit more.
You feel me? You got it. Gray sweats do good. You feel me?
Yeah. Now I be feeling like that when I wear gray sweats. And I ain't got no print. You know what I mean?
This is uncomfortable.
Yeah, but I'm trying to, you know. Enhance the whole thing for me and my significant others.
I ain't mad at you. Treat yourself, King. Women been doing it for years, and nobody say nothing.
For years,
okay?
Man.
Women been getting cosmetic enhancements for years, and nobody says nothing.
That brother wanted a lipo. He wanted teeth. He wanted to get a bigger ass and a bigger penis.
Hey, man. Let men do their thing. You do yours.
I don't. Hello, who's this?
Yo, Garfield calling out of Florida, man.
Ooh, Garfield. Fat cat.
Yeah, man, say what you want, man. Lasagnas, and I hate Monday.
Garfield is such an underrated cartoon character. But the question is, how do men feel about cosmetic surgery? What would you get done, Garfield?
I ain't really trying to answer the question. I just wanted to be clear that this is two men asking this question.
We're clear about that. We know our identity,
yeah,
sir.
We know
our pronouns.
I'm just saying, man, is this a conversation men are having nowadays?
Yes, you know, men are having surgeries. Do you know that?
Yes, they are.
This is crazy.
Well, your teeth look crazy, and I think you probably need to get some new ones. Smile at yourself right now.
I got gold, 22 carat.
See? And how old are you?
I'm 34, man.
Man, how long you had that? Are they permanent?
Yeah, they permanent.
Oh, my God. Boy, you going to take them permanents off and your teeth going to be screaming for help.
Nah, man. It was straight before I dropped them. Most of them teeth were just
man,
be whack.
You going to take them permanents off and your teeth going to look like they on bath salts.
Yeah.
Okay?
Seem like you need a little ass, too. You might need a little surgery.
I guarantee your teeth look like zombies. I guarantee you.
Right. I send you my photo.
Nah, I'm
why
good.
You want to do that? You just called up here talking about
just
what two men shouldn't do. Now you want to send me photos. A photo of you so I can see how you look
of my teeth.
That's even crazier.
Yeah,
You just what kind of man says another man? Just pictures of his teeth. Tables,
you flirting, bro.
You flirting. You flirting, man. You flirting. You
won't be. Y'all be blessed to highly favored.
No, 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 no. Somebody in your mouth. Nah, you want somebody in your mouth.
I ain't gonna continue having you play with God like that.
What is God? Who brought God into this?
Garfield.
You're not finna play with Yahweh like that, man.
Who brought Yahweh into this? Ain't nobody brought God into this. God knows both our hearts.
He know mine too, man. Y'all be blessed.
call me. Talk about. I'm gonna show you a picture of my teeth.
Wow. What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is DJ Envy is very brave. You know what I'm saying? And I think what he's doing is going to encourage a lot of other brothers, you know, to be honest about the cosmetic enhancement surgeries that, you know, they get and that they want to get. Oh, you know what I mean? And I think it's dope that you got your little Peter Pan nose.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well,
I wouldn't change. I love my nose. You know what I'm saying? But you know, if you wanted to change it for whatever reason, it's cool.
All right, when we come back, we got to talk 50 Cent. He had a lot to say in the last couple of days, and we'll get some of that on, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Charlamagne the Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning. What's happening? How y'all feeling out there, man? Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Second day in the new studio.
Mm-hmm.
Salute to all the idiots out there leaving comments saying that the studio is too dark. That is not true.
No, the lighting is actually
good. Some of the best lighting in the business.
Yeah,
the actual old studio had terrible lighting.
Horrible.
You know how I know that? Because I listen to women. Yeah. And women always complained about the lighting in the old studio. That's
correct.
Why back in the day, Mariah Carey came in with her own lighting person.
Her own lighting people. That's right.
Turned the lights off and had her lighting set the way she wanted it.
That is true.
This right here is incredible lighting.
Yes.
Because, well, for reasons that we can't tell you now.
Yeah.
You'll soon see.
But we'll tell you soon.
Yes.
But yeah, so if you're just joining us, of course, we moved into a new building, a new studio. They redesigned it. Everything is digital now. So I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing, but everything is digital now. Everything is new.
Was digital in the last studio too.
Not as much. No, it wasn't.
I know you're old, sir.
No, it wasn't. Okay. It wasn't digital the last time.
It wasn't digital.
Not like this.
You've been living in a digital world for at least 20 years.
No, it wasn't. I can hit buttons now to turn mics on, turn mics off. Look, I'm turning mics off. No, I couldn't do that.
Yes, you could.
Not like this. No, it's not the same thing. No.
What do you mean? How come you get to turn my mic off, but I can't turn yours off?
Does that work? Because it's on the digital board over here.
I want buttons to push.
See?
Also, the studio is not finished, right?
Right.
Salute to Justin Richburg. Justin Richburg did our art. Mm-hmm. That's behind us. But that mural, did I pronounce that right?
Mural, yeah.
That mural is not all the way done.
Almost done.
But we have... those are classic Breakfast Club moments.
Classic, yes.
You know, every picture that's behind me is literally a picture of a guest that was on Breakfast Club when they were on Breakfast
moment.
Club. Like this is how they looked when they were in our studio.
Yeah. So we have Kodak Black. We have Dame Dash.
Kodak Black,
Barack
in the ski
Obama,
mask, Damon Dash holding cookies.
Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
Soldier Boy, of
Birdman.
Course.
We had the legend Angie Martinez
Angie
who
Martinez.
Celebrated her birthday yesterday.
That's right. Happy birthday to Angie Martinez. Drop on the clues bombs for Angie Ma. Combat Jack is up there.
Combat
the
Jack.
Combat Jack. You know, the sad part about this mural is so many people
Nipsey
on this mural
too.
That's passed. Yeah. Nipsey, DMX, Charlie Murphy,
mm-hmm.
Combat Jack.
That's it. Oh, what's up? Mac Miller,
Dick Gregory.
Yeah, so many people up here. It's classic wall, man.
It's good. We've had a great time.
Absolutely.
Here in these studios, we had a lot of great memories in the old studio. So now we got to create a
new memories here.
New memories here.
That's right.
That's right. So in this darkness that you see, just know that this is just that sleek black paint. Not the same sleek black paint that NB be
using. Black wood, bro.
And Diddy be using.
Nah,
this is
goodness.
That. This is just. It might be the same paint, actually.
Coach Prime.
Is this what y'all put on
Kevin
y'all
Hart.
Why do you do that?
Rick Ross.
Why you got to bring other people
Diddy.
Into it? I already said Diddy. But why you got to. Who else? Go ahead, keep going. Wow. Whoa. Really?
What?
Okay. At least you're being honest.
I'm not. I'm just.
So now tell me who else got a nose job. Since you pointing that out.
All right.
I was about to say, since you painting that out.
Since you painting that out. All right. When we come back, we got to talk 50 Cent. He recently did an interview with Big Boy, and he talked about a lot. And also, we got to break down what's going on with Gucci and his artist Big Scar that passed away. So we'll tell you all about that as well. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Glorilla. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Gucci Mane.
Rumor has it. Rumor has it.
Call out a name or you gossiping or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is the Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on the Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Yes.
Right.
On the Breakfast Club.
Now, last month, Gucci Mane's artist Big Scar passed away. They believe it was an accidental overdose.
Rest in peace to that brother. Too many of them young brothers dying from, you know, either gun violence or drugs.
Uh-huh. He was, of course, he's from Memphis. He was only 22 years old.
Hard, too.
Yeah, very, very dope. So, there was, I guess, back and forth going on with Scar's family and Gucci Mane and Gucci's wife, Keisha, about what was going on. Allegedly, they said that Gucci asked for Scar's 1017 chains back after he passed away. And they said that Gucci really did nothing for the funeral or nothing for the family. And this is actually, we have audio of the brother and sister talking about it.
The minute that them folk called your phone to see if you were going to pay for the funeral, you blocked them. That's not real, cuz. On God, that's not real. You ain't straight. Come on now, cuz. You plucked. On God, that ain't straight, cuz. You on here trying to act all real. You post the Scar. Talking about some long live him, bro. You ain't do nothing, cuz. On God. And you ain't getting no chains, cuz. It ain't no way that's happening. Thought we just gonna let that go, cuz. Nah. It's over. You play. And we don't need your money. We don't need your money to pay for his funeral. He was gonna get buried either way. It's just a point that you supposed to be his CEO and you supposed to be this and that and you done lied like this.
Now, the sister, his Scar's sister, also spoke about it as well.
This 10K ain't did about Bishop Rebels and Flowers, boo. My brother was way more worth, baby, my brother worth more than 10K. Yeah, Gucci's son 10,000 and it was somebody else on another team. It was 20,000 and all. And we ain't get the flowers. I don't give a what nobody say. He need to get in the field about my brother. Like, the money don't even matter. You asking for the chains back. But anyway, the funeral will get paid for regardless. Like I said, you ain't help. I don't give a fuck about no receipts with no funk ass 10,000. They want to know. Right. My brother.
So what she's talking about is Keisha K.R., which is Gucci Mane's wife, posted on Instagram. Pretty much showing that they spent $20,000 a part of that funeral. They spent $10,000 at one time and then $10,000 on another card. They brought flowers and I guess the other $10,000 went to the funeral home. On top of that, they're saying Atlantic Records also spent $10,000. So that's $30,000, $10,000 from Atlantic and $20,000 from Gucci.
So you have to factor in that people are hurting this situation. Mm-hmm. They grieving. And it sounds like they're projecting, you know, projecting that hurt on the Gucci. They bleeding on people who didn't cut them.
Right.
But I really don't understand why people do that. You know, first they say you didn't do anything for them. Right. That's the mm-hmm. first thing they say. Oh, you didn't do nothing. Then when the receipts get pulled and you show, yes, I did, then they defecate on what you gave them. And now that 10,000, that 20,000 becomes a little 20,000.
But what you now, say? Well, what we said last time?
I don't need your little 20,000.
Your little funky ass.
Your little funky ass 20,000.
Right.
You know what I mean? When the reality of the situation is you didn't have to do nothing.
Yeah. Well, the dad spoke out about it and the dad looks at it a lot differently.
I got to send shouts out to Atlantic Records, man. They gave my son a big boy chance. Gucci. I got to send shouts out to Gucci, too, y'all. He gave my son a major, major chance, man. You know, I can't let y'all throw dude under the bus like that. The truth is the truth. I gave nobody permission to do that. I'm the one I ain't looking for nothing. I just want what rightfully belongs to my son. I ain't asking for nothing else. Gucci, he signed his 10 bands. I covered the rest. Certain things were said that shouldn't have been said. It was wrong. Man to man, I wish somebody would have just dialed my, you know, and talked to your guy. You know what I'm saying? All this out of control. Gucci, y'all did y'all thing, man. I wish I could have met you, though. Shook your hand. But we text.
All right.
Sounds like OG wisdom to me.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I just, you know.
Like you said, there's a lot of pain. You
know, like I said, people projecting because there's a lot of people hurting this situation. You know what I mean? They grieving. And they bleeding on people who didn't cut them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is a larger conversation, you know, not even about that. But it's just like people do this all the time. Like, they'll say you didn't do nothing for them. And then when you show that you did do something for them and they know in their heart you did something for them, then all of a sudden what you did for them just becomes some little funky ass
$20,000.
Yeah. Funky ass. It could be funky ass $50, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why we move like that. I really don't.
And lastly, I just want to say they released all the information for Gangsta Boo's funeral and memorial service. It'll be January 13th will be the celebration of life in Memphis.
Damn.
And then the funeral service will be the next day, January 14th. So, again, rest in peace to one of the legendary groups. She was from the legendary group, Gangsta
Boo. 3-6
Mafia. Yeah, 3-6 Mafia. So rest in peace to her.
Salute to Memphis, man. You know what I'm saying? Memphis has been a hip-hop hotspot for a long time. And, you know, I'm on record saying how, you know, Memphis has had the best rappers for at least the past, you know, 3-4 years between Memphis and Detroit. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's a big loss, you know, big scar and, you know, Gangsta Boo. So
correct.
Salute to Memphis, man.
All right. Now we'll get to all the 50 Cent stuff next hour because we ran out of time. Charlamagne, who you giving that donkey to?
Man, 4 after the hour. I meant to do this yesterday, but Dana White needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
All right. We'll get into that next. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This don't be a donkey because right now you want some real donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Did she get donkey today? Please tell me.
Absolutely. I have become Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Okay, guys. Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, January 10th. Let me make sure it's January 10th. I'll be off on my day.
It is.
Yes, it is January 10th. Goes to UFC President Dana White. Now, this situation happened when we were off for a holiday break, and I actually meant to get right to this yesterday, but I wasn't thinking about it. And I felt bad I wasn't thinking about it because that's probably one of the reasons, you know, Jamie Foxx and DL Hughley were criticizing the coverage of the fight that Dana White got into with his wife, because it doesn't seem like people are thinking about it. Yes, if you haven't heard, footage was released of Dana White getting into a physical altercation with his wife on New Year's Eve. Let's go to Fox Houston 26 for the report, please.
Back to the Factor Uncensored. A volatile New Year's Eve for UFC President Dana White. He and his wife were spotted slapping each other. Now, the incident was caught on camera in a New Year's Eve nightclub in Cabo, Mexico. No word on what happened beforehand, but White has since apologized, saying there are no excuses for putting your hands on his wife.
That's true. Okay, now listen, do I really have to sit here and have a conversation about why putting your hands on a woman is wrong? Well, I guess I do, since folks are still out here doing it. You know, I don't care if it's your girlfriend, wife, sister, just know. Okay, I heard people saying, you know, she slapped Dana White first, so Dana slapped her back. I promise you, in the court of public opinion, that's a scenario you really can't win. I don't know if you can win that in the court of law. I really don't. Maybe a judge will look at it as self-defense. Maybe a judge won't. I don't know. I just feel if a woman puts their hands on you, if you don't have women around you to handle that situation, run. Okay, you can't win. What did Adrian tell Rocky when he was going to fight the Russian? You can't win.
Before, there were reasons to fight I could understand, but I don't understand this. Even if you win, what have you won? Apollo's still gone. Why can't you change your thinking? Everybody else does.
Because I'm a fighter. That's the way I'm made, Adrian. That's what you married. We can't change what we are. We can't change anything, Adrian. All we can do is just go with what we are.
Can't go with what you are. Have you read the papers? Do you know what everybody says? It's suicide. You can't win.
Jesus. You know, well, thank you, Adrian, for believing in me. Okay. By the way, we don't talk about that enough. The fact that Rocky beat the Russian in spite of Adrian not believing. Okay, so what? She came to Russia with him to train. That wasn't support. She was there because she thought Rocky was going to get killed by the Russian, too.
That's true.
But back to the matter at hand. Dana White. Is there a double standard in the way the media covers domestic violence in regards to Dana White? We have seen how the media responded to Chris Brown. Different circumstance because another superstar, you know, was the victim. We've seen how they covered Ray Rice, even though Ray Rice video footage was way more violent. But domestic violence is domestic violence, right? But I saw and heard some people who were defending Dana White. Some folks were saying he's the president of UFC. And when people think MMA, they think violence. So his actions, you know, weren't surprising to some people, but football is violent. Boxing is violent, but I don't see football players and boxers, you know, getting defended in the media. Now, the legends Jamie Foxx and DL Hughley, you know, asked some questions. DL Hughley said, "What can Brown do for you?" Apparently not a damn thing. If that had been a brother, it'd be nonstop coverage, dredging up a playground fight from the third grade, scouring old tweets, you name it. Dana White's entire life is immersed in brutal physical violence. He's amassed a fortune from it. Where are the salacious headlines? Where's the pressure? Oh, he apologized. Hashtag white privilege scores a first round knockout yet again. Jamie Foxx co-signed it and said, effing preach. Now, Dana White did apologize. Let's listen to it.
I'm in Cabo, Mexico, you know, for the holidays with my family. And
my wife and I were out Saturday night on New Year's Eve. You know, unfortunately, that's what happened. You know, you've heard me say for years, there's never, ever an excuse for a guy to put his hands on a woman. And now here I am on TMZ talking about it. But my wife and I have been married for almost 30 years. We've known each other since we were 12 years old. We've obviously been through some shit together. And we've got three kids. And, you know, this is one of those situations that's, you know, horrible. I'm embarrassed. You don't put your hands on a woman ever.
He's right. You don't put your hands on a woman ever. He's owning up to it. You know, he's apologizing. Like I said, I've heard boxers, football players, you know, they've been in these same situations. They apologize and they were still demonized. Here's the thing. I agree with DL Hughley. But this is what I would say. Mainstream media, whatever that means nowadays, is reporting on Dana White. I think this outrage that DL is looking for, this nonstop coverage, this, you know, pulling up old tweets, you know, pulling up old fights from third grade. I don't care what y'all say. That comes from social media. Okay, that comes from Twitter a lot of the times. Okay, the only reason the mainstream media has moved on from this is because it doesn't seem like a hot story, because there's no reaction from social media. I keep telling y'all over and over, if you, you know, if you, you know, want these mainstream outlets to react, then you have to make them react. You know, most of these mainstream outlets are reacting to what's happening on social media. You can be watching one of these networks, CNN, MSNBC, and when some foolish celebrity nonsense starts trending on social media, they will stop talking about actual issues, about actual issues going on in the world, to report on the celebrity nonsense. Now, is there a double standard on how mainstream media covers black people and white people? Of course it is. Okay, always has been. But there is other screams. And social media, really, sadly, is the scream that matters nowadays. So if you want people to cover Dana White, then you got to cause an uproar on social media. But more importantly, what's the ask? You can't just make noise. Okay, I've told y'all this a million times. Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did and it never will. That's word to Frederick Douglass. Okay, you can't just say, oh, the media isn't covering Dana White, because they are. What you really want is Dana to have consequences for his actions. But who is going to impose those consequences? Okay, who is going to push to have consequences, you know, leveled against Dana White? Is Dana White being covered different because he's white, rich, powerful? Or is he being covered different because she hit him first and it could be considered self-defense? Is he being covered different because he apologized and he owned up to it? I don't know. Okay, but I do know he's gonna get the credit he deserves for being stupid. So please give Dana White the biggest hee-haw. Matter of fact, let Remy Ma give Dana White the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
I haven't heard Remy yet this year.
All right,
I'm sure she'll be guest co-hosting at some point.
Hope so.
Yes.
All but, right.
You know, those are questions I do want to know. Like, is Dana White being covered different because he's white, rich, and powerful? Or is he being covered different because she hit him first and it could be considered self-defense? Because I've heard people say that. Or is he being covered different because he apologized and he owned up to it? Which is it?
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Why do you feel that Dana White's coverage is a little different than some of the other things that we've seen before? Is it because his wife hit him first? Is it because he's white? Is it because we haven't stressed it enough?
That's what I said. You know, people forget. Frederick Douglass said it the best. Power concedes nothing without a demand. So even when we say these things like, you know, mainstream media isn't covering it, you know, where's the outrage? I mean, they are covering it. What you're really asking is, how come there isn't any consequences to his actions? That's what you're asking.
All right, we'll get to that next. Taking your calls, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question is going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. We have Keith on the line. Keith, good morning.
Yo, good morning.
What's up, brother? What's your thoughts?
All right, I feel like a lot of people feel like that rule is dumb.
What rule?
The rule that you can't hit women.
I mean, you gotta elaborate on that, brother. You can't just a broad generalization.
Okay, I feel like if a woman, I just seen a video of a man getting knocked out by a woman
with a bowling ball. I seen that.
Either way, if you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Well, no, not in that situation. That's self defense. I've actually heard police officers say that if a woman attacks you with a weapon, you should defend yourself. I mean, by the way, that's just common sense, self preservation.
I mean, she had a bowling ball.
Goddamn bowling ball.
And like, she's in Jesus Brooklyn. Christ. Yeah, like, you know that's gonna go bad.
But I would run though.
Yeah. Yeah, but me personally, I feel like a lot of women take advantage of the fact that men have those type of morals about themselves, and they take advantage of that. So me, but that's the reason why I be like, yo, look, my hands work both ways. So if you put your hands on me, I'm gonna put my hands on you. And if your man's got a problem with it, I'm gonna knock him out too. So both of y'all just about to be knocked out.
So basically, you're saying that's probably why the Dana White situation is being covered different, because people saw the wife hit him first.
I guess because people might agree or understand.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I'm saying. Right, she hit him first, and mad hard. If you look at the video, she really slapped him really, really hard. So. You know, what am I supposed to do? Sit there and take that? No.
Okay.
I would, but, you know.
Because it's not really self-defense, right? And the reason I say it's not really self-defense is because after she slaps him, she didn't attack him. He could have walked away. I thought self-defense is, I'm like, defending yourself. I have to fight back because of a certain situation.
Yeah, like you about to really get hurt. You know what I mean? But I mean, I guess people could look at it like a woman might slice you with a razor. You know what I mean?
True.
You just don't never know.
That's true.
I just think that you just can't win that situation as a man.
Right. But that lady, like you said, that lady in Brooklyn, you know, hit dude over the head with that bowling ball.
By the way, I
knocked him out and then rolled a strike.
I ain't even. What?
Oh, you see that video?
No.
I gotta
check
that video.
Why is that funny? See, if that was a woman, you wouldn't even be laughing.
You're right.
You know what I mean? But because it's a man, we laugh at the situation.
Well, she got a strike. That's why I laugh. But hello, who's this?
Sounds like she got two.
See?
Yeah, you doing? Know,
what's up, brother? We're talking about Dana White. Like, what's your thought?
I feel like the Dana White situation not getting enough coverage because black social media don't care about it enough. I feel like once you start going to that opinion on things, everybody else start caring.
That's what I said. I mean, I don't like to just say black social media because it's not just black social media that does that. It's Twitter in general that does that. Don't get me wrong. Black Twitter definitely amplifies stories, but I just think it's Twitter in general. When D.L. Hughley says they dig up old tweets and they dredge up a playground fight from the third grade, that happens on social media.
Right. Well, 800-585-1051. Charlamagne gave Dana White Donkey of the Day. And we're talking about the coverage. We don't see the Dana White coverage like we've seen Chris Brown's coverage, or we've seen some of these other coverages before, Bobby Brown or whatever it may be. So we're asking, why is the coverage different? Let's talk about it. Is it because he's white? Is it because she hit him? How do you feel about it? Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Call me. Get your opinion to The Breakfast Club top. Come on. 800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, Charlamagne gave Donkey of the Day to who?
Dana White. You know, if you don't know, Dana White, you know, put his hands on his wife on New Year's Eve. He apologized for it. You know, he said that you should never put your hands, you know, on a woman. You know, all of those things are true. But, you know, the conversation that we're having is, you know, why does it seem like the media coverage is different? I gave my thoughts on it during Donkey of the Day. You know, and we're asking, is Dana White being covered different because he's white, rich, and powerful? Is he being covered different because she hit him first and it could be considered self-defense? Is he being covered different because he apologized and he owned up for it? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it's interesting hearing what the callers think. A lot of the callers seem to think it's because, you know, the woman hit him first.
She hit him first. Well, yeah. We have Keisha on the line. Keisha, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what is your thoughts on this, Keisha? You say you have five boys?
Yes, I have five boys. I'm not teaching my boys to hit a woman first. I'm raising them to hit a woman back. Women got to learn this. We shouldn't hit men if we know we can't win.
Yeah, I agree with. Nobody should put no hands on anybody. I got two boys, but I mean, I am teaching my sons that if a girl, you get into an altercation with a woman and a woman slaps you or tries to put your hand on them hands on you, run.
That's what I say, man. I got four daughters, you know.
Oh, no, I ain't teaching mine to run. I'm teaching them that if she hit you first. Now, at school the other day, my son, he's 16. Another girl, she walked up to him and she hit him. He walked off and he went and told the teacher and he got help. Okay, they didn't do anything. They kind of just told her to leave him alone. She came back and went in the hallway. I guess she tried to embarrass him or whatever, and she threw her book bag and hit him upside the head. He proceeded to hit her back this time.
And then he got in trouble.
I don't have a problem with that.
Did he get in trouble for hitting her back?
They told me that he got suspended but he only got 3 days, and she got 5 because the video showed that he attempted to walk away. He tried to avoid the situation, and she kept coming at him.
So he shouldn't have got suspended at all.
Yeah, he shouldn't have got suspended at all.
I'm not condoning him. Yeah, he shouldn't have got in trouble at all. But I'm not condoning him fighting a girl, but I'm not going to allow him to let one beat on him, because I've seen relationships in adults where the woman, she hit, you know, her husband, or she, you know, always puts her hands on him because his mom taught him not to hit a woman.
Right.
Well, I would, sometimes I mean, women need to be...
I mean, it's a tough predicament because, yeah, like I said, I teach my son if a girl or a woman hits you, especially you in school, tell a teacher. But when you come home, mama's gonna be up there the next day to make sure that we solve this problem immediately. And thank God I got a bunch of kids where them girls will be at that school next day to make sure it don't happen again, or his cousins will definitely be there. But
you know, there's a lot of nuance to this situation, especially, you know, with the call that just happened, because, you know, that young man did everything right in that situation.
He did.
He went to report it to the principal.
Correct.
They didn't do anything. Then right. The girl came back and taunted him some more.
Hit him with a book bag.
That's right. He ended up defending himself. I think the only thing with this situation is Usually, I'm not saying all the time, but right. Usually when you see a woman hit a man, it don't really have no impact on the man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But when a man ends up hitting a woman, he could really hurt that woman.
Yeah, more power.
So when we say, you know, a man should defend himself when a woman hits him, should he? I don't know. I really don't.
It's a tough predicament.
It's
because
tough, man.
Them books be heavy, too. You get one of them big English books, one of them big size books. She hit you over the head with one of them big size books. That can knock you out too, bro.
I don't know. Me personally, my advice to guys is just run.
I tell my kids.
Because I just don't see how you win in that situation.
Get your sisters, call your mama. Let us handle it. Let us make those threats. But
if there's no women around in your life that can handle the situation,
run.
Get up out of there.
Run.
That's my personal opinion.
I agree with you. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Maui.
Maui, what's going on? Talk to us.
Yeah, I don't know about the whole no-gloves. You can't ever hit a woman back for no reason.
You said what?
I believe there's a reason that you can ever put your hands on a woman.
Talk to us.
What's the reason?
Explain.
Like, we can't just be telling people, like, there's a set of humans that can put their hands on whoever they want to and not have no consequences or repercussions for their actions.
I agree with that.
I don't think anybody should put their hands on anybody, but...
Yeah.
It's a difficult one when a young lady or a woman puts their hands on somebody. And the thing is you're talking power. Like, yes, yeah, a woman could slap a dude, what we see in Dana White, but Dana White has way more power than his wife.
I agree, but what he's saying is true, and I'll tell you why. Because of that last call. Because the fact that there was no consequences when that woman hit that young man in school, she came back for more.
Correct.
You know what I mean? So I don't know if the consequences, the repercussions, they don't have to be physical violence.
Correct.
But that woman should have been... suspended immediately.
Absolutely.
If that was a guy, it wouldn't have been no question.
It would have been suspended.
If it was a woman
absolutely.
Going to this principal's office saying, hey, this guy hit me, he'd be out of there. No questions asked. So it should be the same thing with the woman.
But like, another thing I would say to Keisha, who called earlier, I mean, I would go to that school because there's no way that they would suspend my son after he went and told and
that's
said
right.
This girl hit me. And then she hit me with a book and he defended himself. And he wouldn't be suspended for 3 days. We'd have a big problem. Because you're not going to suspend my son. He did what was right. He went and told the teacher. He went and told the principal. Nothing happened. And then he got hit over his head with a book bag. Nah. Mm-mm. What's the moral of the story, if there is more?
I mean, the moral of the story is, man, you know, nobody should be putting hands on anybody. And, you know, if you are in a situation, you know, are in a relationship where domestic violence is happening, just understand the National Domestic Violence Hotline is 1-800-799-7233. And they are open 24/7. Okay, again, 1-800-799-7233. That's the National Domestic Violence Hotline. And they are open 24/7. But my advice is, man, don't nobody be putting hands on nobody.
There you go.
Period.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got to talk 50 Cent. We were supposed to do it last hour, but we ran out of time. We're going to talk about 50 Cent, some of his Super Bowl discussions. And also, he has a bunch of new shows coming out. So we'll tell you all about that. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Shout out to Yerp.
Young Yerp.
Yum Yerp.
Young Yerp.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne the Guy.
What
we
up,
are
Young
The
Yerp.
Breakfast Club. Shout out to Snoop, Uncle Snoop. He sent us bottles of his wine, his sparkling wine.
Crimes. This is a different crimes. Flavor. I had the red one. This is Cali Gold. I don't think this
Cali
is the
Gold.
Red one.
Appreciate you, Uncle Snoop.
Oh, that's a sparkling joint. But yeah. Salute to Snoop. Snoop always got his hand in something.
Absolutely.
The hustler.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk 50 Cent.
Rumor has it. Call out a name, or you gossiping, or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is the Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on The Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Yes.
Right.
On The Breakfast Club.
Now, 50 Cent was doing an interview with Big Boy and got to discussing a couple of things. Well, one, he has a bunch of new shows that's actually about to hit TV. One of them, of course, is my show with Caesar, which is a real estate show, which we should be seeing by the summertime. Also,
y'all
he's
started
doing,
shooting already?
Yeah, we started shooting already, prepping and everything.
Wow. That's why you got the nose
Yo,
job.
Shut up, man.
That's wild.
Yo, shut up, man.
That's all making sense now. The East New York and the news TV show. I get it.
Shut up. It looks like he's taking the 8 Mile to TV, where it's going to be, I guess, more of a TV series. It's going to be 8 Mile television series. He said Eminem approved it, so he's working on that. And also, he's going to have 3 new spinoffs from the BMF series. So,
come on, man.
He's working at it as well.
Drop on the Clues Bombs for Curtis Jackson. Well, I keep telling y'all, what he's doing in the television space is remarkable. It's remarkable. You know, he don't even have a deal right now.
Mm-mm.
So he's just really doing business any way he want to be.
That's right. Now, he also talked about the Super Bowl commercial and him performing at the Super Bowl and how him and Jay don't necessarily see eye to eye on some things.
I wasn't in the ad
right.
because of... Look, Jay-Z and them was putting it together. So I think they still harbor some energy towards me.
You think you were purposely left out of the ad?
No. Okay. I don't think... I think that they were saying the NFL has some issues with me that I don't know what those issues are. With him, because like with Nori was, he had communication. He said, yeah, that's why I talked to the big homie. He was saying to Jay, he was telling me, you know, the white boy wouldn't do the truth without 50. That's when I start saying crazy stuff, because I look and I go, oh.
Did you and Jay-Z ever have a conversation or y'all in different offices as far as like?
We don't need to talk about nothing.
I heard that.
Now, who edited the Basquiat line?
Well,
I know one of y'all edited the Basquiat line.
No, I didn't edit it. We actually have it here. Okay.
Oh.
So you image yourself after a gay painter. Your big homie want to look like a gay painter.
What are we talking about here?
We're talking about Basquiat. He wants to look like a gay painter.
Oh, my God. I think I know where we're going with
so
this.
So, now, look, what I'm saying to you is, look, when you start looking at... That's not mine. That's theirs. They're Harper. Right, but M is looking at the entire legacy.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole thing, like with M, Dre, and myself, like I'm Shady Aftermath. You see what I'm saying? Like it do so much G Unit Records.
Right.
They forget that I'm M and Dre's artist.
You know, I don't believe Jay-Z feels that way about 50 at all. I don't believe that. 50 is a competitor. This we know.
Yes.
And 50 studies the 48 laws of power. And in the 48 laws of power says, if you don't have enemies, create them. And 50 competes with anyone in whatever space he's in. When it's TV, he goes after TV people. You saw when he go after Empire and Taraji P. Henson and whoever else. And, you know, when it's moguls, he goes after the other hip-hop moguls. The
Absolutely.
Diddy, the Jay-Z's of the world. I don't believe Jay-Z had any ill feelings towards 50 performing at the Super Bowl.
And also...
It was a great look for hip-hop.
I think it was a great look.
Amazing look for hip-hop. So it makes Jay and Roc Nation look good regardless.
Now he also talks about how he wished Tony Yayo was bigger than him.
The beauty of how G-Unit worked is my solo album took off so big that I just brought them with me. So it was clear that it was me creating the opportunity for everybody else in the crew.
Right.
But we was all together. I wish it would have been Yayo.
Why?
Because then I could have did all of the business.
Does that, when you say do all the business and...
If he would have been 50 Cent big,
right,
then I would have been running the whole thing. You see what I'm saying?
Do you think that is better for you or is it different for you?
Then it would still be two of us. It would still be...
Gotcha.
He'd still be 50 Cent as the artist and out there. And I'd be probably the largest asset to us.
Yeah, so he wanted his artist to be actually bigger than him, he said on that Big Boy interview.
Yeah, I understand what he's saying, but there's only, one 50 Cent. I don't think...
But I guess he said it kind of like Lil Wayne. Like, Lil Wayne's an artist, but, you know, Drake is bigger than Lil Wayne.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you know?
Those are anomalies. When you look at Dr. Dre, Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, and even at Eminem, to find somebody that's, you know, just as big as you or bigger, that's rare.
Yeah.
That's rare. It's only a few people that have done that.
That's
I just
like
named them.
Everybody.
Dr. Dre,
yep.
Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, and Eminem.
Yep.
That's rare air, bro.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Now, when we come back, we got the People's Choice Mix. Get your request in. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. And I want to send a rest in peace again to Diamond.
To Diamond?
Yes, to Diamond. Now, Diamond is a Trump supporter. You might know him from the group or the duo Diamond and Silk.
And you thought that they was a singing group. You literally, don't front. You literally asked me this morning.
I did.
What song did they sing? You literally asked me that.
Because when you look it up, it says Diamond and Silk,
No, you're looking at Diamond and Princess.
No, we're not. It says,
you're looking at
it
Diamond
says,
and Princess.
The Diamond and Silk duo, a pair of sister entertainers. That's what it says.
But that don't mean that they sing just because they're entertainers.
Diamond and Silk don't sound like entertainers, some performance.
It do sound like a group.
See, that's what I thought.
I'm with you, though. Rest in peace to Diamond. I don't know her. Never met her, but I know 51 is too young to pass. Mm-hmm. And I see a lot of y'all on social media making jokes and clowning her. I'm not ever, you know, celebrating somebody's death, y'all. Y'all acting like that can't be you or somebody you love. So I'm not happy about someone passing, and I'm not happy someone died just because I didn't agree with them politically. Mm-hmm. That is so damn silly. I'm celebrating that they died because I didn't agree with them politically.
I agree. I mean, something you said, I don't necessarily agree. I mean, I would celebrate somebody's death, but not over...
Celebrate?
Yes.
I don't care.
I mean, if you did me dirty, my family dirty, I might pull a Fendi. I might pull up to your funeral to make sure you're really in that coffin. But over some views, over political views, or because somebody believes something else that I don't believe, no. But if you hurt my family, yeah, I might pull up at your funeral to make sure you're in that box.
Oh, that's different. Yeah, I mean, I just wouldn't care either way. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of you folks clowned Diamond. Y'all were the same people saying Skip Bayless was insensitive for his tweet about Damar Hamlin.
That's right.
But now, not even a week later, y'all clowning somebody's death.
Yeah, no, definitely rest in peace to Diamond. Like you said, 51 years old.
Come on, man.
It's way too young. She was a sister. And rest in peace.
And you don't know the cause of death. Like I said, and by the way, I don't want to go at 51. 51 for me would be 7 years. I don't want that.
Nope.
You know what I mean? I need to 90 to 100 this thing out.
I need to see grandkids.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So you ain't gonna ever see me celebrating, you know, somebody being dead at 51, especially over political views.
Yeah, that's whack.
Jesus Christ. Come on, bro.
Yeah, come on.
Knock it off.
All right, when we come back, we got the positive note, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. And I want to shout out to everybody, the cast, the actors, actresses, directors on East New York. You can definitely check it out. Just go to the CBS app and check it out. I just want to say thank you for all the love. You know, they put me in 2 episodes, and you guys have loved the episodes. You know, I took acting lessons before I was... on radio, and they paid off. Hopefully they'll invite me back for some more stuff. I got some more stuff in the works, so you'll see me some more films and stuff. And I'm enjoying life.
What time would they recognize you if they saw you now?
Because what do you mean?
You didn't have a nose job when you did East New York, and you didn't sound the way you sound now. So would they recognize you?
I did not get a nose job.
What'd you get, Envy?
I told you, I had polyps in my nose because I couldn't breathe. I was snoring a lot.
See, now you're trying to change it. All before you were saying nose surgery. Now you don't even want to say nose surgery.
I got surgery. But give us a positive note, man.
The positive note is simply this, man, and I truly mean this, and sometimes it might offend people when I say this, but I don't care. My mental health is a priority over any friendship or relationship. I'll lose anyone and anything before I lose my damn mind.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.